Hello, my name is Ana Martinez, and I am going to talk about an article called Corrective Feedback in Language Teaching. This article was written by Younghee Shin and Rod Ellis. And according to Shin and Ellis, corrective feedback, or CF, as it is usually abbreviated, refers to the feedback that learners receive on the specific language errors that they make either when they're speaking or in their writing. The goal is to make learners aware that they have made an error so they can eventually self-correct. Feedback can be provided online or offline, but it should be provided in a timely manner following the error. But it is important that it is done without interrupting the student when speaking. According to the article, research does show that over time corrective feedback promotes acquisition. There is different types of corrective feedback that are mentioned in this article. There is oral CF and written CF. Oral CF can be both input providing, which is when the teacher repeats what the student said with the correct form, or output prompting, which is when the teacher looks for clarification in an attempt to have the student self-correct. Some examples for oral CF are recasts, which occur when the teacher or facilitator modifies a learner's statement, either by adding or correcting the information. Explicit correction, which is when the learner is made aware that the error and is provided with the correct form. We also have repetition, clarification for request, metalinguistic clue, elicitation, and paralinguistic signal, which is an attempt to non-verbally elicit the correct form from the student. As with oral CF, written CF can be input providing, where the teacher provides a direct correction. They fix the error for the student pretty much. Or output prompting, where the teacher provides an indirect correction. For example, the teacher might let the student know that there is an error, but not necessarily tell them what the error is or how to fix it. Written corrective feedback can be done by the teacher or by a peer during a peer review activity. However, it is important to train students for peer review to be effective. In order for CF to work, learners must be aware that they are being corrected. According to Shin and Ellis, the types of corrective feedback that have the greatest impact are those that are explicit and output prompting. I personally don't think it is completely true that only hearing it the right way will help learners fix their errors, and I also don't think that correcting the errors for them is also the answer either. I personally think that the answer is somewhere in between. I think it is important to make learners aware of their errors so they can get a chance to fix and also to learn from their mistakes. But on the other hand, it isn't merely enough to point out mistakes when learners don't really have a clue on how to fix them. It is important to initially help the students fix the error so they can eventually move on to self-correction. There is a lot of questions about whether or not corrective feedback is helpful when trying to learn a new language, and I do believe that it certainly helps speed the process. And it does so by forcing the learner to think about their use of their own language. That is it for now. All right, bye.